Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting second. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting third. The DH, Bernie Carbo. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gary Alexander. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Norris. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Ted Cox. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Paxton. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting third. The DH, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting sixth. The catcher, Milt May. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Tim Corcoran. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Phil Mankowski. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dave Rezima. And now, play ball. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell takes first base on ball four. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mankowski fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards second. Whitaker throws to second for one, and Trammell throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Carbo moves to second. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton takes first base on ball four. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker takes first base on ball four. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson takes first base on ball four. Staub moves to second. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two. With the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Norris for the out. One out. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mankowski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell misplays the ball. That's an error on Trammell. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manning moves to second. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into left field. Cox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is hit by the pitch. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 1 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kuiper for the out. One out. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0 for 1 in the game. Carbo is hit by the pitch. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Thornton hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. Alexander hits a line drive into center field. That will be extra bases. LaFleur fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on LaFleur. Thompson fumbles the ball. That's an error on Thompson. Carbo goes all the way around to score. Alexander moves all the way to home. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-0, Indians. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 1 in the game. Norris hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 1 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 1 in the game. Cox hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Corcoran. Cox reaches second base with a double. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 1 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cox moves to third. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mankowski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mankowski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Thompson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-1 in the game. Kemp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thompson moves to second. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paxton fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Paxton. Thompson moves to third. Kemp moves to second. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Thompson tags and scores. Kemp tags and moves to third. One out. It's 2-1, Indians. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 0-for-1 in the game. Corcoran is hit by the pitch. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Mankowski hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cox. Mankowski reaches second base with a double. Kemp scores. Corcoran goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Tigers. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-2 in the game. LaFleur hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mankowski moves to third. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Whitaker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mankowski scores. Trammell moves to second. It's 4-2, Tigers. Sid Monge now pitching. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. Staub strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-2 in the game. Kuiper hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Thornton hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thompson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kemp takes first base on ball 4. Thompson moves to second. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Monge fields it and throws to third for the out. Kemp moves to second. One out. John Wackenfuss pinch hits for Tim Corcoran. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kemp moves to third. May moves to second. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez pinch hits for Phil Mankowski. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez takes first base on ball four. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Trammell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. John Wackenfuss now playing right field. Aurelio Rodriguez now playing third base. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Alexander hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 2 in the game. Norris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alexander moves to second. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cox bunts towards third. Rodriguez catches it and throws to second to double up Alexander. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 2 in the game. Manning hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 3 in the game. LaFleur hits a fly ball into right field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Monge. Whitaker moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 3 in the game. Staub strikes out. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monge spins and fires to second, with Verizer covering, and Whitaker is picked off. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Wackenfuss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 3 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Thompson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Thompson moves to second. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kemp hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. May takes first base on ball 4. Dan Spillner now pitching. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 1 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Carbo takes first base on ball 4. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Alexander strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Trammell is called out on strikes. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 4 in the game. LaFleur hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Whitaker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. LaFleur moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 4 in the game. Staub hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. LaFleur scores. Whitaker moves to third. It's 5-2, Tigers. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. Thompson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kemp strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 3 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.